You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded up by just 14 points or 0.07% at 21,409, indicating a flat opening for domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Tuesday. Previously on Friday, the NSE Nifty 50 gained 94.35 points or 0.44% to settle at 21,349.05, while the BSE Sensex ended higher by 214.86 points or 0.34% to 71,106.96. The stocks to keep an eye on today are Adani Green, Aurobindo Pharma, Adani Power, Zydus Healthcare, Bank of Baroda, Adani Wilmar, Moti Sons Jewelers and Muthoot Microfinance, among others. Up next, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had said earlier this year that the GST regime has brought a significant improvement in the system, which has not only benefited the states, but ultimately the people as well. One may argue that the current weighted average tax rate under GST is, which is lower than the revenue neutral rate of 15%, has led to lower tax collections, primarily affecting state tax revenues. But a sustained buoyancy in the GST mop-up, coupled with an increasing tax base and easing compliance costs, has nonetheless aided both centre and state's revenue collections and provided cushion to fiscal slippage, which experts say would continue to some extent in the coming year as well. In another development, B2B fintech major Encash, which received the Reserve Bank of India's payment aggregator license recently for its Olympus product, plans to expand overall spends by 3x-5x by FY25 from $3 billion in FY23, co-founder Yadavendra Tyagi told FE. Encash, being a B2B-focused fintech, predominantly provides services to corporates, which include streamlining their B2B payments, including vendor, supplier, taxes, and utility payments, among other products. Tyagi said Encash anticipated receiving a payments aggregator license from RBI nearly 6-8 months ago and accordingly built a team to reach out to its existing business partners with enhanced business offerings. The company also plans to launch an advanced AI-ML-enabled expense management solution to streamline and automate the expense management process for businesses of all sizes. Meanwhile, industry players have urged the government to introduce an amnesty scheme to resolve long-standing disputes under the customs laws in the upcoming interim budget. Experts say that an amnesty scheme along the lines of Sabka Vishwas and Vivad Se Vishwas would help in ending long-drawn litigation under the customs law and will particularly help small businesses to get rid of their past baggage of disputes. The government had introduced Sabka Vishwas and Vivad Se Vishwas schemes in 2019 and 2020 respectively to reduce the long-pending litigation in central excise service tax and direct tax disputes. The two schemes have fetched revenues over Rs 90,000 crore for the government. In other news, to ensure that farmers get remunerative prices and build up the buffer, the government will soon start procurement of Tur Dal, which is currently ruling above the minimum support price, through a dynamic pricing formula. Sources told FE that agencies such as National Cooperative Consumers Federation and Farmers Cooperative NAFED will purchase the pulse variety directly from farmers or primary agriculture credit societies at a price derived on the basis of prevailing mandi prices of 1 week duration. The mandi prices of Tur Dal on Monday at Lathur, Maharashtra, the hub of the trade, was ruling around ₹9,500, ₹9,600 per quintal against the MSP of ₹7,000 per quintal for the 2023-24 season. Lastly, the Delhi airport on December 25th diverted 8 flights between 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. due to bad weather conditions, PTI reported earlier, citing an official. While 7 flights were diverted to Jaipur, one saw a diversion to Ahmedabad. In its latest advisory posted at 7:20 a.m., the Delhi airport said that while landing and takeoffs continue at the airport, flights that are not CAT-3 compliant may get affected. It further asked the passengers to get in touch with their respective airline for updated information. The latest weather prediction by IMD on December 25th stated, dense to very dense fog conditions were likely to continue in some pockets of Delhi, along with those in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh during December 26-28 during early hours, morning hours. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.